Welcome back. All that you have done to us, O Lord, you have done with true judgment, for we have sinned against you and not obeyed your commandments. But give glory to your name, and deal with us according to the bounty of your mercy. Grant us the Holy Spirit, for we know not to pray as we ought. We don't know how to pray as we ought to. Teach us to pray for one another. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Grant us the Spirit. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. All that you have done to us, O Lord, you have done with true judgment, for we have sinned against you and not obeyed your commandments. But give glory to your name and deal with us according to the bounty of your mercy. That's actually the entrance antiphon for Mass, but I'm using it as an invitatory antiphon because I think it's very powerful. Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help. Psalm 23. To you I have lifted up my eyes, to you who dwell in the heavens, my eyes like the eyes of slaves on the hand of their lords, like the eyes of a servant on the hand of her mistress. So our eyes are on the Lord our God, till he show us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy, for we are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul, with the scorn of the rich, with the proud man's disdain. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help. And we begin a new book of our sacred scripture readings for the divine office, the prayer of the church tied to the Mass, with our reading from the beginning of the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Philippians. Greetings and thanksgiving, chapter 1 through 11, verses 1 through 11. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the holy ones at Philippi, with their bishops and deacons, in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace be yours from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God every time I think of you, which is constantly, in every prayer I utter, rejoicing as I plead on your behalf, at the way you have continually helped promote the gospel from the very first day. I am sure of this much, that he who has begun the good work in you will carry it through to completion, right up to the day of Christ Jesus. It is only right that I should entertain such expectations in your regard, since I hold all of you dear. You who, to a man, are sharers of my gracious lot, when I lie in prison or am summoned to defend the solid grounds on which the gospel rests. God himself can testify how much I long for each of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. My prayer is that your love may more and more abound, both in understanding and wealth of experience, so that with a clear conscience and blameless conduct, you may learn to value the things that really matter, up to the very day of Christ. It is my wish that you may be found rich in the harvest of justice which Jesus Christ has ripened in you, to the glory and praise of God. responsory prayer. May your love grow ever deeper in knowledge and all discernment, so that perceiving always what is best, you may act blamelessly and with a clear conscience. I am sure that the one who began this good work in you will continue to perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus, so that perceiving always what is best, you may act blamelessly and with a clean conscience. Our second reading from the tradition of the Church is from a very early writer, from the 1st or 2nd century AD, St. Polycarp, bishop and martyr, and it gives us kind of a perspective on what happened after Paul to the Philippians. A reading from the beginning of a letter to the Philippians by St. Polycarp, bishop and martyr. So try to compare what happened with the uninspired letters after in the tradition and compare them with Paul's own inspired work. And also look for things that may have changed. From Polycarp and his fellow presbyters to the Pilgrim Church of God at Philippi. May you have mercy and peace in abundance from Almighty God and Jesus Christ our Savior. I rejoice with you greatly in the Lord Jesus Christ, because you have assumed the pattern of true love and have rightly helped on their way those who were in chains. Such chains are becoming to the faithful. They are the rich crown of the chosen ones of our Lord and God. I am glad, too, that your deep-rooted faith, proclaimed of old, still abides and continues to bear fruit in the life-giving power of our Lord Jesus Christ. He, for our sins, did not refuse to go down to death, and God raised him up after destroying the pains of hell. With a glorious joy that no words can express, you believe in Christ without seeing him. This is the joy in which many wish to share, knowing that it is by grace you are saved and not by works. For so God has willed through Jesus Christ. So prepare yourselves for the struggle. Serve the Lord in fear and truth. Put aside empty talk and popular airs. Your faith must be in him who raised our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead and gave him a share in his own glory and a seat at his right hand. To him everything was made subject in heaven and on earth. All things obey him. And who will come as judge of the living and the dead? All who refuse to believe in him must answer to God for the blood of his Son. He who raised him from the dead will raise us too if we do his will and keep his commandments, loving what he loved, refraining from all wrongdoing, fraud, aardvarks, malice, and slander. We must abstain from false witness, not returning evil for evil, nor curse for curse, nor blow for blow, nor denunciation for denunciation. Always remember the words of the Lord who taught, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Be merciful, and you will find mercy. The amount you measure out to others will be the amount measured out to you. Blessed are the poor and those who suffer persecution, for theirs is the kingdom of God." Responsory prayer. God has saved us and called us to a life of holiness, not because of anything we had done, but according to his own design and by his own grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Not only us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, because of your kindness and truth. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Whoever gives you a cup of water in my name because you are a follower of Christ shall not go unrewarded, says the Lord. Son, remember the good things you received in your lifetime and the bad things Lazarus received in his. What a great lesson today. So several things that I noticed. For one, Polycarp's life situation is characterized by a lot of persecution. He's really urging them very, very, very strongly to remember the gospel and to recognize that the world is a place in which they are either for Jesus Christ in a radical way or against him. And he retells the gospel in terms of love, and he also gives them a very practical set of guidelines for how he wants them to love one another and to execute their faith. And of course, he talks about how he's with them. He's with his fellow presbyters, so there's lots of little details you could break down in there. But it's really interesting when we read this week in the office to compare Polycarp, who's writing maybe 60 to 100 years after Paul, let's say. So several generations after Paul, but not that far removed. And he's writing to the Philippians as well. Let's see if there's anything that we have for our liturgy tonight. With prayer and thanksgiving, we now make our petitions known to God our Father. For the shepherds of the church, for the Pope, bishops, and priests, that their faithful teaching and preaching may lead all God's people into the one sheepfold of grace. For an end to religious persecution and terrorism, for our parish to be ever more devoted to Jesus personally present in the Holy Eucharist, or our parishes, that Christian families be strengthened to face every challenge and difficulty and to grow in holiness, for a true recollection of the horror of hell and the grandeur of heaven. We pray that we may commit ourselves to the poor, the materially poor, and also to sharing the riches of Christ with those who have no hope, no spiritual life, because they are spiritually poor. For all the poor, the suffering, and the lonely, and for all those who do not know the love of Jesus, for the grace this week to recognize those in our lives who are in need of kindness, healing, and charity, and for all of your personal intentions for all of our online communities. Loving God, let the peace of Lord, hear our prayers. Loving God, let the peace of heaven that surpasses all understanding guard our hearts and minds through Christ our Lord. Amen. See if we can pray the rosary together. We're going to be offering this rosary for a member of our community whose mother is suffering right now. Pray the glorious mysteries. We're going to use I Breviary. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, according to Matthew. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the Lord's tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, approached, rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards were shaken with fear of him and became like dead men. Then the angel said to the women in reply, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus, the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you.'" And Paul says that with him we are risen from the dead too, if only we are united with him by living faith. Thought and resolution: do I have faith that God will fulfill his promise to me in my life? I pray that each day my faith grows and is strengthened through the power and mystery of Christ's resurrection. I offer you, Lord Jesus, this decade in honor of your triumphant resurrection, and in a particular way pray for this person's mother, that she may make a full recovery and be strengthened in body and soul by you. Through this mystery and through the intercession of your Holy Mother, we ask for this grace and also for the strengthening of our faith. May the grace of the resurrection come into me and make me truly faithful. I'm going to pray with the expansion on the holy name of Jesus, Jesus who rose and conquered death and hell. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who rose and conquered death and hell. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who rose and conquered death and hell. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who rose and conquered death and hell. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace, Jesus, who rose and conquered death and hell. Mary, spread the effective grace of your flame of love over all of humanity. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who rose and conquered death and hell. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who rose and conquered death and hell. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus, who rose and conquered death and hell. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Our Father, we pray that you will help this person's mother make a full recovery. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When he had said this as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Do I use Jesus' ascension into heaven to strengthen my faith and hope each day? Do I allow the Holy Spirit to come into me, to guide me and direct my life? So that kind of goes with our Mass reading. It kind of connects with our Mass reading, or at least this person's thought and resolution do, about heaven and hell, and thinking more about them. It says, "I pray that I find faith and hope in Christ's ascension, so that I too might follow him to the Father. I offer you, Lord Jesus, this decade in honor of your glorious ascension. Through this mystery and the intercession of your Holy Mother, I ask for a firm hope and for strengthening of hope and wisdom and guidance for this person and his mother, and a greater longing for heaven, and a righteous fear of hell, but not a scrupulous or damaged fear. So I'm modifying this person's intentions slightly. Our Father, who art in heaven, and of course I often think about this is like a mystery of the apostolate, because he's sending the apostles out, so looking at it from the perspective not so much of Jesus, but from the apostles, it becomes about the apostolic ministry. So that's a whole other aspect of what you might draw a resolution and a thought from. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus, who ascended into heaven to prepare a place for me. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who ascended to heaven and to prepare a place for me. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who ascended to heaven to prepare a place for me. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus, who ascended to heaven to prepare a place for me. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who ascended to heaven to prepare a place for me. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus, who ascended to heaven to prepare a place for me. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, They were all in one place together, and suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to proclaim in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they all gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astonished, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his own native language? We are Parthians, Medes, Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Philistia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the districts of Lebanon near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God. Do I accept the Holy Spirit into my life to give me strength and wisdom to live and die as Christ did? Do I listen and follow the Holy Spirit's instructions? Pray that I would accept the Holy Spirit into my heart and into my life. I pray that I would follow His direction to become a better instrument of God in this world and of His light. I pray this person will have guidance and help from the Holy Spirit, peace and comfort from the Holy Spirit during his mother's illness, as well as the wisdom to make all the right words and advice and everything. I offer you, Lord Jesus, this decade in honor of the mystery of Pentecost, in which the Holy Spirit descended in power on the apostles. Through this mystery and the intercession of Mary, the Spirit's most holy spouse, I ask you for wisdom, holy wisdom, that we may know, taste, and practice your truth, and share it with everyone. May the grace of Pentecost come into me and make me truly wise in the eyes of God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who has sent me a comforter, guide, and helper. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who has sent me a comforter, guide, and helper. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who has sent me a comforter, guide, and helper. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who has sent a comforter, guide, and helper to me. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who has sent me comforter, guide, and helper. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. A reading from the letter of St. Paul, the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead also came through a human being. For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be brought to life, but each one in proper order. Christ the first fruits, then in his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to his God and Father, when he has destroyed every sovereignty and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Thought and resolution. Do I try to follow Mary's example by saying yes when I am called upon to do God's will? Is my faith and hopes strengthened by Mary's assumption, body and soul, into heaven? I pray that I am given strength and grace each day, so that I may be prepared to say yes when I am called to do the will of God. I pray that this person's mother make a speedy and full recovery through the power of Mary's intercession and the grace of the Holy Spirit. I offer you, Lord Jesus, this decade in honor of the assumption of your Holy Mother into heaven, body and soul. Through this mystery of her ascension, I ask for the gift of true devotion to her in order to live a good life and have a happy death. May the assumption of Mary come into me and make me truly devoted to her with a true Marian devotion. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I don't think I can make it through the rest. Please, God, bless us with partial or plenary indulgence. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. For the soul in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, gosh. There's chaos going on around me. Let's pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions, and that will be it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Okay, may God bless us. Grant the blessing of the plenary indulgence or the partial indulgence. The soul in purgatory, especially Jose, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.